this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Isaac Brown, welcome to Music Stories.
Thanks very much.
And you are a 17-year-old drummer.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing. And at the moment, you're talking to me from your drum shed down the garden,
yeah,
which is awesome. Have you got anybody? Well, you know, you obviously got neighbours, but how close are they, and what do they say?
The neighbours are. We had some trouble with the old neighbours, but they moved out just the other day, which we're all very grateful for.
Well, they couldn't stand it any longer.
Yeah, I like to think I was the cause.
And the new ones haven't, they've been patient with you, are they?
Yeah, so far so good, yeah.
Okay, you have to invite them round. Be ultra nice to them. That's good. So you're still at school, I presume?
Yeah, in year 13 doing A-levels.
Okay, what subjects are you studying?
Music, of course.
Right.
Also doing media studies and project design.
Right, project design.
Yeah, product design.
Oh, product. Sorry, okay. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favourites, I think.
Yeah, sort of practical stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Okay. And what are your aspirations for the future? What after school? What's happening next?
Oh, that's probably the only question I get asked at school nowadays. Yep. Well, I was looking quite a lot into graphic design, but if I could, I would definitely carry on drumming.
Hmm. Maybe have to do both.
Yeah, on the side.
Yeah, that's what most people do, unless you're very lucky and you can suddenly start making lots of money from your drumming. But there you go. It's the same in the radio industry. You know, I'm a radio presenter and there's no money in it at all these days. So I have to do something else. Okay, that's great. Fantastic. How long have you been playing the drums?
I first started in year six, and it was because my mum forced me to play an instrument. And the reason I picked the drums was because my sister was learning to play the drums at the time. So I just figured it would be easy to do the same thing. But she ended up dropping it quite early on, and then I stuck to it.
Was she any good?
I think she got to grade five, I think. I think that was as far as she got. So she's, I'm not sure about now, though. It's probably been a long time.
Well, I got to grade three piano, but I can't play a note now. It was a long time ago. But all useful stuff, you know. It comes back and helps you with weird things in the future. It's incredible, even 50 years later. Well, there you go. Okay. So year six, how old would he be in year six?
I think that's 10 or 11.
Is it? Okay. You're pretty young then.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you in a band?
I am. We're called Kids on Bikes, and we just released our first album the other day.
Good grief.
No.
Kids on Bikes.
That's right.
That's awesome. I have to look you up. I didn't know about that. And what sort of music?
I think we've been labelled as alternative rock.
Okay.
But we do sort of a variation of stuff, really. We're mainly influenced by, like, the Smiths and that sort of stuff, so, yeah.
Okay. And do you do your own music, or do you do covers all the time?
Well, we started doing covers of the Smiths and just other bands like The Cure or Joy Division, which I really like. And then we sort of progressed, I guess, and started doing just original stuff. And then it sounded really good, so we just figured we might as well record and see what happens.
That's great. Well, do you record that in the bottom of the garden as well?
No, the guitarist's setup is a bit more professional than mine. He has a barn where he lives, and it's full of loads of stuff, like loads of recording equipment. Yeah, it's really professional, actually.
Wow.
Really good.
That's, does it sound Barney?
You can hear a few squeaky chairs in some recordings.
No animals in there at all.
No, just
Oh, I'm picturing it now.
It would probably take about 10 times longer to record a song if there was a sheep wandering around, I think.
Can you see over my left shoulder, just in front of the old tape machine I've got there, there's an ear by the computer keyboard. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's Meowth, my cat.
I thought it was I wasn't sure if I should say anything.
he is alive. He likes to rest on the desk in the studio here, and he likes to be with me, which is rather nice. But and also we've rescued three kittens, and they drive him nuts. So he comes in here for a bit of peace and quiet because they're not allowed in here. There's too much kit and wires and things; they cause havoc. But he's much more well behaved. So there you go. So you're doing A-level music.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And do you do it privately as well? You mentioned that your sister got to grade 5, did you say?
Yeah.
So can you do that at school, or do you have to have private lessons for the grading?
Yeah, since year 6, I've had the same drum teacher. He's really good. And yeah, I still have him once a week, just for half an hour. Yeah, we just do loads of stuff. I think we're going through grade eight piece at the moment for my for my exam.
That's the top one.
Yeah, I know.
My word, that's impressive. Okay, so let's go back to your band for a minute. Then, how many of you are there in the band?
So there are 4 of us. So it's me on drums, my friend Seth on guitar, Elijah who does bass but also sings a bit, and then Nick who's the lead vocalist.
Mm-hmm. You don't sing?
I think Ringo and I from the Beatles have quite a lot in common. We can't write songs, we can't really sing, we have great hair, and we were the second choice of drummer in the band.
That's true. You're not a Phil Collins then, or something like that. That's superb. It fascinates me that and pleases me as an old radio DJ who's been around the block a few times, that you're interested in what you should consider to be old music. You know, for you, that there's Beatles and the Smiths and things like that. I'm surprised you know who they are.
I think I get it from my parents, to be honest. I remember in primary school, I had an old iPod, and my dad and me had the same, we'd share a Apple account, so I'd have his music.
Ah.
Listen to it all the time, and that's how I got into the Smiths, I think.
Do you know what? I've got a 22-year-old son, and I know I don't think he's ever forgiven me for introducing him to the Osmonds. And take that, which I still think are fantastic. But at the time he did, but he didn't know any better, bless him. So that's great. So the band, do you do gigs and things regularly?
Oh, well, we only started in August or September, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, but we as soon as lockdown's over, we hope to get gigs as soon as possible.
Yeah. Maybe you get paid.
maybe.
It depends if you get the gig and if you're any good or not. They don't throw you out on the first night. been there, done it with discos. That's superb. What are your ambitions then for the future? You know, obviously, if you can, you said you want to continue drumming. You know, is that what you really, really want, to be a successful drummer in a successful band?
Yeah, well, like I said, I was looking into graphic design as sort of I was about to say realistic, but that sounds a bit mean.
Are you saying that just because that's what your parents want to hear?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Sorry, Mum.
I just like being creative, I think. I mean, the similarities between music and design or art or whatever, it's just all creative and there's no sort of limitations, I guess. And it's just, I like sitting down and just doing something and saying, yeah, I did that. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's, we've got quite a lot in common because I'm an engineer and I used to build all my disco equipment from the age of 8, 9, 10 years old. I build studios now. But it was a mix of being creative with the technology and entertaining people. And that mix is quite special, isn't it? And it sounds like you're on the same path.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe, you know, you could be a graphic designer in the music industry, you know.
I have to build a portfolio if I want to apply to a university. So I was just messing around doing stuff, and the first thing I did was redesigning album covers, and I really enjoyed that, but I didn't know how much I enjoyed it until I started doing other things, and then. Yeah, I just couldn't stop thinking about that, so maybe you're right.
Great idea. Well, we're getting somewhere. Well, by the end of the interview, we'll have your whole life sorted. It will be sorted out. But the image of the big, fat, red lips has been done before, you know, by the Stones. So, yeah. But something like that, you can, you know, it's all up to your imagination, isn't it? It's a bit like creating music as well, you know, it's all just available somewhere out there and you just got to grab it and put it together.
Yeah.
And do you have a hand in writing the music with your band?
Just the drums at the moment. I didn't play anything else, so I can't really compose songs, but in my A-level music class, we have to compose a 3-minute song of any genre, and I chose rock, and I sort of surprised myself past few months because it actually sounds quite good. And yeah, I've never touched a guitar or anything. I don't even know anything about them, so
but you know, drummer is very important, isn't it? Every band's got to have one unless they have an electronic thing.
Yeah,
so that's good. Are you going to give us a demo? And you're standing in front of this very impressive drum kit in your drum studio down the garden, and I want you to play something, but I have no idea what have you got for me.
I teach my neighbor drums, and he sometimes starts a lesson by saying, "Oh, do you know this song?" and plays the groove. But I don't think he realizes how hard it is to recognize a song just by the drums.
Sort of a good competition, isn't it? But can you take us through the drum kit, you know, because they've all got different names, haven't they, and then play each one and introduce them all to us.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
See how we get on with this.
So this is just the snare. And it works, it has like a mesh under it, and that's why it's kind of unique to the other drums.
So it's a bit rattly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Three toms, so you got high, mid, low, like that.
Okay. So they're three notes on those.
Yeah. My drum teacher said mine sound like bongos, though, so I think I've done something wrong.
Okay. All right. What else have you got there?
And then the big one's called bass, and you do that with your foot.
Yeah.
And then the ride cymbal, crash cymbal, then hi-hat, and it can open up.
Okay, and it sounds incredibly difficult to remember which one to hit at what point.
I don't know if it comes with time or practice, but when my friend Seth sort of just plays a groove or whatever and then asks me to play drums, I sort of just know what to do, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Okay. Right. All right, give us a bash.
All right.
Absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. Well done. Oh, love it. So that's good. Well, I've learnt a lot about the drums and stuff now. The other thing, of course, is when you're doing concerts or gigs, then you've got to lug it all around, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I've only ever done one gig, and it was ages. Oh, So we're talking about, because I didn't realize how long it was. It's probably 1 or 2 years ago, and it was with an old band, although Seth, the guitarist, was still in it. And that was the only gig I've done, and luckily there were four bands performing, including us, and so they sort of talked it over, and one of them brings the drums. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's not me.
Do you find that in bands, generally speaking, that people move around between bands? They tend to get offers from other bands and they disappear, and then you've got to start looking for another guitarist or something. Does that happen still?
Well, I think that was sort of happening before, like a couple of years ago. Throughout all the changes and sort of people we've played with, Seth and me have always stuck together, drums and guitar.
That's good. And of course, when you know somebody, another musician in the band, then you can almost think what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So you match nicely. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but you work well together, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, brilliant. So how's, apart from the obvious with the COVID situation and everything, putting, you know, a stop on most things, when do you finish your A-levels?
To be honest, I'm not actually sure. But I don't know. It won't be past the summer. But there's talk of not having exams. So I'm not actually sure. But,
so they might assess you on your coursework?
Yeah. Okay. And the music performance is due for March, so around that time, I think.
Okay. Well, hopefully one way or the other will be sorted by then. Another we'll all have had vaccinations or it'll miraculously disappeared, but we'll see. Okay. Well, I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you for talking to Human Stories. It's been really fun. Yeah, I've learned a lot about drum kits. And keep in touch, won't you? And I want to follow your progress now.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks very much.
Okay, no worries. Isaac, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Music Stories is a free podcast with no fees paid to contributors, in the hope that it'll help and inspire others in the music industry. Get in touch if you've got a story to tell. If you would like a professional podcast made or would like training so you can do it yourself, I can help. Go to tonylloydradio.com.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.